You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 64. If you've ever wondered what makes the biggest difference between high earners and everyone else, then you're going to love the insights from today's episode. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired business leaders and entrepreneurs. Welcome to Amplify Your Success. I'm your host, Melanie Benson, and I want to extend a really special invitation to you. If you are an influencer, you're an emerging business leader, you're an expert who wants to build your business around that authority, then you're going to want to jump into the Amplify Your Success community while it's free at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. This community is growing fast, and it's a great place to collaborate, connect, learn great tips to build your business, and share yours. So join us while it's still free at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Now let's jump into today's episode. You know, I started my business because in the back of my mind, I really wanted a way to get to financial freedom. And I knew that my 12 plus years in corporate was not going to get me there, at least with freedom. And so starting my business was somewhat of a conundrum. And what, maybe you had that same conundrum where you were working really, really, really hard, but the money wasn't necessarily following. And I remember the very first time I had a big aha around money and mindset. I was in a mastermind with a few other really successful entrepreneurs, and one of the people in the group had started to hit some financial landmines and was not necessarily having a good financial year. It happens to everybody. We all have those years where it's not as good as it was before, or, you know, we hit some unexpected pitfalls, but this person had slowly been declining for quite some time. And truth be told, hadn't really ever performed at the level that they imagined. And it created a really interesting conversation. And what came out of it from the people who had consistently good years was a pivotal difference in mindset. If you want to increase your revenues, you have to think like a high earner instead of using the mindset, the brain power, the thought processes, and the beliefs that struggling entrepreneurs have. You know, in my own experience, it didn't take me long to figure out that people who struggle think very differently than the people who consistently earn high income. Now, taking out things that you can't plan for and big mistakes that everybody makes, consistently high earners think very differently than people who consistently struggle. And I was speaking with a client about this one time. And, you know, I work with a lot of people in my mindset programs around what it takes to really bridge through old behaviors and release old patterns and create the belief systems and the mindset of someone who can achieve higher levels of success. And it's interesting how most people who struggle, it takes really breaking through some barriers to get to this embracing this mindset piece. But once you do embrace the mindset, it's almost like the actions are easier. So in today's episode, I want to cover what some of those different mentalities are. Like, what do high earners do differently automatically that really set them up for those consistent 6-7 figure businesses and maybe even 6 and 7 figure months? And how you can adopt some of those belief systems and behaviors today. So let's jump in. High earners have a go-for-it mentality. People who struggle wait for things to happen to them or for them. Let's unpack that a little bit. See, many entrepreneurs who struggle are getting stuck in how to do something. They ruminate on how much work it's going to take or what do they need to do next and needing that path to be crystal clear before they're willing to jump in. Strugglers get stuck in their journey and oftentimes they get very emotional or personalize their failures. They never achieve their big goals because they need things to happen before they can take action. Here's the big difference. High earners don't focus on the path between here and there. They just jump in. By deciding that they're going to have the outcome, they commit to whatever it takes. They activate resources and support and, you know, next steps by simply being willing to be in action. And high earners make their goals very compelling, and they're connected to what is at stake from accomplishing it rather than letting fears or doubts cloud their vision and guide their actions. So they don't wait for things to happen. They make things happen because of their commitment level. So high earners really have a go for it mentality, and they don't let things get in the way. I learned a big lesson around this from one of my best friends who is co-founder of a very successful multi-million dollar business. And one of the interesting things about her is that she's never let how get in the way. When she got her head around what she wanted, she would just keep pursuing it until it would reveal the path. So that might mean joining a very expensive coaching program that she didn't have money for. She often tells her story of when she founded this very revolutionary personal development company with her partner, and they didn't have the money to invest in a coaching program, but they knew they needed help figuring out the how. So they invested, and that $10,000, $15,000 investment turned into a $500,000 company in their first launch because they invested in the how. They didn't know how. So that's a go for it mentality. So let's get into number two. High earners, they leverage investments where struggling entrepreneurs constrict. Let's look at that one. So what happens, I notice, for high earners is that they look at growth opportunities as opportunities to invest in where they want to be. Whereas people who struggle are consistently constricting their growth because they're so worried about how to afford their next steps. This is a huge mindset shift. And I really want you to dig deep here and recognize that if you've been struggling over and over and over again, do you hold yourself back from investing in growth strategies because you don't know how to pay for it, because you don't know where the money's going to come from, because you're afraid of not having enough? That's constriction. And I know this is probably going to go against all of the mainstream training that you've had about staying out of debt and playing it safe and having the money that you need to grow. And I will just tell you that high earners do this very differently. They truly look at investment decisions. They invest in their growth and they get strategic about that investment. So instead of, okay, I have to have this $10,000 today, they look at how can I invest in this so that this money makes me more money, so that I can figure out how to invest today in the growth I want tomorrow. So they're using very different growth strategies and funding for growth strategies than strugglers do. Now, this one might be a little bit difficult to get out of because the conditioning is so strong to have the money before you spend the money. So I want you to really look at the way you see investing in your growth. Do you look at what things cost, or are you looking at investments that today to get you where you want to go tomorrow? This is a massive shift in mentality that really separates the people who consistently struggle with the people who consistently earn high incomes. Now, I'm not saying go into debt unnecessarily. What I'm saying is you have to be strategic. And if you're thinking about investing in a coach, a mastermind, a team member, a marketing strategy, a new product line, you have to ask yourself, what's possible with this investment? And what would have to happen for it to be worth my while? So you don't necessarily throw caution to the wind and just throw money at a problem. You think strategically in what do I have to be willing to do now to make this investment happen when you know that you can't get there without it, instead of letting your financial ability today dictate the growth steps you take. Vastly different mindset, which delivers a vastly different financial result. Let's go on to number three. High earners see opportunities in their problems. Strugglers stay stuck in the problem. And here's how that works. High earners have trained their mind. They have trained their processing, the way their brain takes in challenges and problems. They train themselves to find the opportunity in it. Every situation, every issue has an opportunity in it. And essentially, a breakdown is basically an opportunity to grow. So let's say that you've got a breakdown in how something gets delivered to a client. Instead of letting it paralyze you, how can you grow? How can you create a system to fix it? If you have a poor performing offer, it's not a sign that it's the wrong offer. It's a sign that it's been positioned wrong. I was just working with a new member of the Awaken Leadership Lab. He had shelved 4 or 5 different offers that she worked so hard to build because they weren't selling. But when I had her pull them out and we talked through them, what we discovered was they were positioned wrong. They weren't using the right language, but they had the right delivery. The essence of it was right. So by repackaging it and redefining what it was to her ideal clients, she could sell it more effectively. Small tweaks, small hinges, swing doors open wide. Okay, so this is how we start to flip it. How can you start to see opportunities where you used to get stuck in challenges? So consistently, people who struggle, people who perform at a lower level, they let challenges paralyze them. They let them define their essence of who they are and what they're capable are. Instead of just seeing a problem as a problem, it's just an opportunity to go a different direction, to take a new tactic, to strengthen your mindset. Listen, I've had so many problems. They strangle me at times. But the key is to find the solution, find the learning, find the blessing in it, find the opportunity, and focus on that. Okay, strugglers allow a problem to paralyze them, and they never get above water. They never kind of move past it. So let's start turning your opportunities or your challenges into opportunities that can be solved. Let's move on to the next one. High earners master their emotions. Strugglers let their emotions rule them. Another significant difference between people who earn high incomes easily and people who get stuck and never really accomplish what they want is the level of mastery over their emotions. Everyone has emotions. Everyone has feelings. Everyone builds stories. Everyone has reactions. But what's different here is that people who consistently earn higher levels of income do not let their emotions rule their decisions. Okay, so when someone who consistently struggles faces a deep emotional space, it like becomes a pitfall and it derails them. And they allow what they think and feel to define their self-confidence, their self-esteem, and their self-worth. And then that defines their reality of what they think is possible. When negativity arises, when somebody challenges you or something doesn't work the way you want, it becomes this deep emotional upheaval and it causes someone who struggles to lose traction. But someone with high esteem and high earning potential and high capability basically sees the emotion. They like recognize what it is for them. They take stock of the situation and they may need to take a little break. They may need to clear the energy. But ultimately, they get back in the game and keep moving through. So they have created tools and they have support systems to process something that's highly emotional for them so they can be conscious in their action and they do not let it derail them. So the opportunity here for us is, if we are someone who's more emotional, how can we create tools and get support systems to move through emotions rather than let them hold you hostage? High earners seek out and attract other wealthy people to learn and grow with. Strugglers avoid them. In my work with Money Mindset and the Awaken Leadership Lab and working with people of all walks of life for the last almost 18 years now, I've noticed that there are certain belief systems that either cause you to soar or cause you to constrict. And it has to do with your opinion of wealth and wealthy people. interestingly enough, our core beliefs are formed when we're young. And we may have had parents or cultures or a church or other influential people in our life who struggled with wealth and therefore made wealthy people seem wrong or bad. And so recognize that if in some way, shape, or form, you feel threatened by wealthy people, or you feel like they're snobs, or that they're evil, or they do bad things, know that that is simply a belief system. And wealthy people are all walks of life, just like people who struggle are all walks of life. Choose to surround yourself with wealthy, conscious people who can challenge your status quo and support you in up-leveling your own mindset. When you surround yourself with wealthy people who are up to being a force for good on this planet, and you're intentional about your involvement with them so that you can learn from them and grow with them, you actually start to create this magnetic energy that pulls you with them. It's kind of like the law of the rising tide, that when you're around people who are rising, you rise too. But if you surround yourself with people who struggle financially because that feels normal and that somehow feels more evolved to you, then you will consistently struggle. So it's not about whether people have money or not. It's how they show up on this planet. And wealthy people can be good people. Wealthy people are smart people. They've learned how to do things. And yes, you can create distinctions that you're looking for wealthy, conscious people, wealthy, happy people, wealthy, giving people. Okay, be aware that strugglers who judge wealthy people simply by their wealth are attaching negative labels that don't need to be there. So again, look at this as an opportunity. How can you surround yourself with more affluent, prosperous people who will be your rising tide that raise the energy for you and with you? And instead of rejecting people because of limiting beliefs, how can you choose to learn from and grow with wealthy people? So let's move on to the next one. High earners believe with every fiber of their being that they can have it all. And people who struggle and consistently underperform believe they have to give something up to have more success. Most people who struggle financially also struggle with balancing all the elements of their life, because deep down inside, they have a belief that they have to give something up to create more. And that may be because they've got a poor success habit of their whole model of the world is I have to work more to have more. It may be you are afraid you're going to lose the love of people or the respect of someone important to you. But ultimately, when you are consistently underperforming, consistently struggling with money, there's probably some deep sense of fear of losing something important to you for being more successful. On a fundamental level, people with high income that consistently perform high in the wealth segment really integrate and believe they can have it all. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't put their attention on one area over another at times. But as you become more successful, as you become higher in your earning capacity, you also will cultivate the mindset that it's okay to have all of it. And with deep conviction, believe it and consciously create it. And so sometimes that's because you create the financial flow and then you can focus on the other area. And sometimes it's you, like I do, really commit to having it all. And that doesn't mean sacrificing anything in the process. And that means you've got to become very resourceful, very good at leveraging your time and energy, be very good at establishing yourself as an influencer and authority in your market. And it has to do with creating a way to have all your puzzle pieces work together. But it starts with your belief. Do you believe you can have it all? Or do you struggle with the fear that you're going to lose something? And let's go to our last one. High earners embrace uncertainty. Strugglers loathe being uncomfortable. This was a really difficult one for me. I really clung to certainty and comfort for many, many years. But somewhere along the line, I realized that change is constant. Things are always going to keep moving and evolving and shifting from the uncertainty of the world around us to just the fact that nature provides constant change. High earners learn to accept that things will change all the time. And so they don't just accept it, but they embrace it. They cultivate this deep appreciation for evolution. And when they recognize changes are starting to happen, they surrender into it in a way instead of trying to cling to keeping things the same. Successful people learn how to adapt. They've developed muscles to allow them to be flexible. And they have strategies that allow them to move through change in a relatively unscathed manner. And part of that's mindset, and part of that's just being able to flow. On the other hand, people who struggle, they fear that change, and it makes them uncomfortable, and it makes them want to dig their heels in and try and keep things the same even more. And change rattles them so much to their core that it can destabilize their focus and help and cause them to lose momentum. So instead of riding waves of transformation, strugglers avoid change. So here's the opportunity in today's episode. If you see yourself in any of these struggle categories, just know that you can train yourself to be in this high earner mindset by shifting your thinking and really focusing on what do high earners do? What do people who thrive do differently than what I'm doing right now? And how could you take what high earners do differently and build up that muscle a little bit for yourself? Sometimes you need a little bit of help with that, and that's a big part of the work I do in the Awaken Leadership Lab and in my money mindset programs, and it's totally okay to surrender and say, I don't have this part down. I want some help. And you may simply be able to do it by modeling what high earners do differently, and that's what I'm hoping to help you accomplish today with these high earner mindsets. Now, if you're part of the Amplify Your Success community, we're going to create a little dialogue about this. I'd love to hear, do you have some of these high-earning belief systems? And do you want to work on one of them? And if you're not in the community yet, come join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. Bye for now. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.